This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Welcome Tuesday night, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education Tuesday night. Man, busting it up. 855-752-4842. Johnny, got a show planned here. Lots going on. Really, really cool. But man, I tell you what, we got to just put it out there. 1 week from today.
That's right.
This time next week. Yes, you've seen Tim and Johnny and Anya on the street, you know, looking through us on the Facebook, looking through us on the Twitter, looking through us on the YouTube. You can now come and see us in person. For some of you, you're like going, my God, no, it's bad enough when I watch you on the social media feeds. I would never want to see you in person. We are going to be at the Minocqua Brewing Company Tap House in Madison 1 week from today. Live broadcast of Busted Pencils. Come on down and see us. You know, Johnny, it makes me wonder, though. Somebody just handed me this, and let me read this for you. In fact, Busted Pencils is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who sued the state of Wisconsin to end its parasitic voucher system that hurts public schools. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. Yes, Johnny, introduction. First official sponsor of Busted Pencils, Minocqua Brewing. And to welcome that partnership, the live event 1 week from today.
Come on out, join us, and match our radio faces to our radio voices. So listeners, we hope to meet you and come on out. But Tim, man, what a week. We got great guests on last night. We got to talk with some amazing, inspiring, I'll call them defenders of public education in Wisconsin. Really, Tim, the work they do extends from not only what's happening in Wisconsin, but they spoke to the stuff that's relevant to all our listeners across the country. Man, I love when the WEPN comes on. And so Heather and Christian were on, and what a great show. So if you missed it, you know, go to the Civic Media site. Grab the recording of it, give it a listen. They'll be on once a month, and we couldn't be happier because they're also going to join us on Tuesday with many special guests and friends you're familiar with. So come on out and check it out. But Tim, news topics this week.
Oh man, dig into news topics. Man. Well, I'm telling you what, it's such an incredible news story that I've decided to go with a professional broadcast news type of person today to kind of set the stage. And I know producer Anya has grabbed that audio because I can't do it justice the way this professional host from one of the noted, Newsmax. Anya, let's let Newsmax introduce the topic
today. Biden's radical far-left Department of Education rolled back Trump-era Title IX rules written by former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. Now, we have new rules redefining sex in the civil rights law to include gender identity. What does that mean?
Sir.
That means get ready for biological men all over women's restrooms and locker rooms and women's sports. Women now have no space of their own in this country.
Oh, see? Did I tell you this was an important announcement? Women. Well, Anya, you were thinking, you had a comment you thought maybe.
Well, as the token woman
he was speaking truth to you, right?
Well, you know, part of it, yeah, I think the statement that women have no place, I think that can go a little too far, but it's not because of these rulings. It is not because we are finally accepting our trans sisters. It is not because we are finally giving a space for trans and queer children and teachers and such. Women have no place in this country because men have let there be no place for women. And that is to roll it all out as far as I can. cisgender men, you know, men who have been men and do all these manly man things like pushing people around. That is the problem. So it's just so funny to hear almost feminist literature on Fox. Or where was this? Sorry, Newsmax. Not, I didn't mean to say Fox. Definitely sounds totally different. But yeah, I don't like what he says before it. But I agree that women have a smaller and smaller place in this country, not because of our trans sisters, but because of our cis male peers.
And Anya Teach, Anya, I mean, that couldn't be better said. And fittingly, you know, as two guys talk about this, Tim.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. Right.
Like that statement should just hang on its own. You know, the increasing less space, because I'll call it out, the insecurity of men, of particularly cisgendered men, who are, you know, purporting these things for their own political gain and to maintain their position of power. And it's ridiculous. Tim, I was like, I didn't hear this clip yet because, you know, I'm in and out of the classroom today and we had meetings. And then, you know, to hear this right now, I'm just like, are you kidding me?
Talk about a framing of going like, oh my God. Well, okay. So the reality though, real news, let me read the, I think a more appropriate from K-12 Dive. Final Title IX rule enshrines protections for LGBTQ students. The Education Department's long-awaited regulations also provide protections for pregnant students and employees. And so just quote from the article, the U.S. Department of Education issued its long-awaited Title IX rule, which for the first time enshrines protections for LGBTQ students and employees, as well as pregnant students and employees under the civil rights law that prevents sex-based discrimination in federally funded education programs. Quote, no one should have to give up their dreams of attending or finishing school because, well, and you take it there, Miguel Cardona kind of echoing in and saying, this is a move that protects more people. This is an expansion. Listening to the Newsmax people, it feels like they're presenting this as if, my God, one more thing has fallen. We have totally taken away something from people. And the reality is here, this is an expansion of, first, yeah, protection, but a true sense that says you're included. And Anya, the way you said, the trans sisters are transgender. The recognition here that under Title IX, now understand where they're going with this, is that Title IX 50 years ago was monumental landmark. Now, remember, 50 years ago, these same people, probably their grandparents, hated this rule back then, too, because the whole idea of even letting women play any sports was offensive. So the inclusion of women 50 years ago, but to now twist it into going, this is now an anti-woman statement, was to now recognize what they don't like is, and you heard this from the point, sex. Sex is biological, Johnny, and my goodness, there isn't anything you can do about that. And so I don't care if you identify as a male, identify as a woman, you were born with what you got, and what you got is how you figure out what bathroom and what locker room you go into. And if you ain't got something that doesn't belong in that bathroom, well, then don't take it in that bathroom. And that's the way it is. Title IX. Whoa, my God. Busted.
Wow, numbers. Man.
855-752-4842. Johnny.
Well, Tim, you know, we had a great show months ago with Dr. Ethan Siegel, our Busted Pencils go-to scientist. And, you know, he had a great article and he had an amazing show where he talked about the complexity of that. Like, I know, Tim, you were being sarcastic there. I never pick up the sarcasm, but, you know, he shared with us the science behind the complexity of oversimplifying. And I really want to emphasize this, like very oversimplifying something complex. Mm-hmm. As sex and gender, right? And so even if we look at sex as, you know, biologically constituted or constructed, and then gender is socially constructed, and you can identify different than your biological sex assignment, all that, we've even through recent, I would say more recent developments in social movements, but also in science, we've really gotten to the point where we better understand the complexity that simply we are not one or the other, none of us. And there are a lot of different ways, both biologically and even more so socially, we can identify. And so the battleground has been over bathrooms because, again, people love to purport headlines
right.
to instill and stoke fear, to poke the say, proverbial bear of this. And I'm just glad that future generations that are on the come up are like, are you serious still? Because my go-to always has been on this is, hey, when you go to someone's house, do you ask which is the male and female bathroom? You know, do you have the, like, come on. When I, you know, I'm a family man. Sometimes I have to take my kids to the bathroom. They're little, right? I go to a family bathroom. It's not the men's family bathroom or the women's family bathroom. It's simply a space where I can do what I need to do in private. I can have some privacy. And so to think about this as a way to think about this, the way it's being discussed in that clip and the resistance to, you know, helping, you know, support Title IX and just overall equality and equity, you know, the resistance to this to me is really about how to be further exclusionary and hurtful to more people. Absolutely. And so like, if you can't get down with like, hey, maybe there's some bathrooms that we don't have to necessarily police the way we've been policing them. We don't need to pre-assign genders or sex identities to people. They can just go do what they need to do in a safe space. Let's go. Now, it does make things more complex.
Well,
democracy is complicated. We are all very different. How do we build trust and transparency with one another? And when I say transparency, I don't mean that we need to see you going to the bathroom. I just mean that, like, hey, we should be really transparent that there ought to be safe places for people to do things that we're vulnerable while we're doing. So if we can't figure out how to do that, and if simply it means having some space, some more space to do that comfortably, then we've got real problems. And this is not about bathrooms or usage or even buildings. This is about whether we want to be accessible and inclusive or whether we want to be exclusionary and punishing. And these voices like the one you shared absolutely want to be exclusionary and punishing.
Totally about punishing. Thinking about that. And it's weird, too, how they really reduce this into the bathroom thing. It does remind me, because the bathroom thing is really funny. I remember one time I took my son Luke, and if you're listening, you know, who's now 24, I think when he was like two or three, you know, we're going to the bathroom and we're teaching him, and you know, and we were, you know, out in the sticks going to a little restaurant, and they labeled their bathrooms Bucks and Does. And okay. Luke was like, well, which one am I, Dad? Because at that point, but it's silly. This is not, if you've reduced this to bathroom inclusion, you are not fully doing any justice to what's really happening here. It's busted pencils, Title IX expansion, more when we get back. Ah, there it is. Busted pencils, fully leaded. Hey, we can save you. That's what we do here every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We are saving public education in America. Busted pencils, fully leaded education talk. The number is 855-752-4842. Title IX. Yeah, it's been expanded. Oh, and in fact, framing from the Newsmax, if you listen to the first part of the show, this is all about bathrooms, and women now can't even be safe in bathrooms. But they start off by saying that this is the Biden administration's radical left agenda, doing away with the DeVos-era Title IX updates. Anybody who doesn't remember Betsy DeVos, the Michigan billionaire who, you know, hasn't seen anything where she's ever wanted to be any type of an inclusive person. Anya, let's get Betsy's little quick reaction to this. And coming up.
If you do not allow boys, what it says is it will become a federal offense if you do not allow boys to use girls' bathrooms, locker rooms, and other private spaces starting as early as elementary school.
So there again, Betsy takes all of this and turns it into boys will now be allowed to use girls' bathrooms. And if you deny a gendered, biologically gendered male who says that they identify as a female. If you deny them access to the bathroom, it's a federal offense. My goodness. The reality that this is trying, they try to frame this instead of recognizing, too, that this, Johnny, this expansion of Title IX, let's call it what it is. Let's be honest for what it is. It's an expansion of protections that are guaranteed by the federal government under Title IX, that you cannot be discriminated against. And now the inclusion of gender, of sexual identity, of identification, if you are in that realm and you are now bullied, it is a federal offense. It's a federal offense.
Yeah. Well, and Tim, just for our listeners, and just because some, just what we like to do, we like to break it down and we assume like, hey, Title IX, you know what Title IX is, but Title IX, you brought up a little bit, you know, is a guarantee that no person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any education program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. So we, again, like, I just want to break it down because I just love facts. Right. I mean, I just want to get out of the purport. Not that you're there, Tim, but like a lot of these headlines, we're really saying, like, this is purported truths. You code. We hate women. And we hate anybody who aren't like us. And I say us, like you and me, Tim. We are men who want male dominated spaces. And we want to, in a sense, go against Title IX, which I'll, and for reasons we should celebrate, is being expanded beyond just male or female. Because it doesn't say that males or females should be guaranteed this right. It says you shall not be discriminated against. No human states should be discriminated against based on their sex. Now, I'm going to defer back to this. We know now in the scientific community, in our social communities, we know that sex is more than just male or female. In fact, we had a whole episode with our scientist guy who came on and said, you know, basically here's how sex is assigned. And it's pretty rudimentary. We can have physicians who came on, you know, called in and rubber stamped that scientific sharing that, hey, we basically look and sometimes we're not sure. And so we just give it a run. And there are actually a lot of ways that we may identify. So let's step into the times. And actually, Title IX is a really wonderful policy. It's a huge step forward for equality in this country. And let's say no person shall be discriminated against based on their sex at all. Now, so for people out there who are like, not me, absolutely not. Okay, guess what? This is a democracy. You can have that, but you can't receive any federal assistance. So you can't have your cake and eat it too. We would hope that you wouldn't discriminate, but you can't receive any federal assistance and be discriminatory in any educational program or programming receiving federal assistance. Now, most programs that are a gray area, maybe I'm not directly getting federal funding or whatnot, but if I want to participate in public life, this is the direction it's going. And the opposition to it, sadly, right now is a loud voice in this country, and it's collective. There are some folks it's more than just like one bad person behind the scenes. It's folks who want to see inequality. And to spoil it down, they absolutely want to see it be harder and exclusionary, not only for women, but for anybody who questions that good old way it was. And the good old way it was hurtful and harmful to a whole lot of people, and we're not having it anymore. So Big props and cheers to folks out there who are following in the footsteps and, you know, in the adherence of Title IX, but also to businesses and places that are saying, hey, this is a simple fix.
Yeah.
Let's just create bathrooms that anyone can go into.
My goodness. Right?
You can lock the door. You can go in there. It doesn't matter. You don't have to have some sort of clearance or identity. You just go and do what you need to do in the bathroom. Call it good. And I love places, Tim. You brought up the Bucks and Does.
I was going to say, yeah, so I mean, you can have Bucks, Does, and bathroom.
Well, no, you could just, most places I go to, even in so-called red areas, right? Like I'd like to think more and more people are purple than they are red or blue these days. But the idea here is like, I can go into a small business and I can see that they used to have two bathrooms. And now what do? They have this sort of gender
like neutral.
They have both the little male figure and the female figure. It's just a bathroom. There are two of them. If they're occupied, wait for the next person. It's the same as if you went to your friend's house or at home, right? This is kind of how it works. And I don't want to judge or make statement or, you know, have authority over what you do in your home, but I'm guessing you don't have sex identity bathrooms in your house.
Well, you should see the set of, you know, 8-point antlers I have above the bathroom in my man cave, you know, because I want to make sure that everybody knows when they come into Slecker's man cave, you're going to use the bathroom, you better identify as a buck. Darn it. No, come on. This is just crazy. Text from Jim from Appleton. Here's a funny, go to a Packers game at halftime. 30% or more of the people going into the men's bathroom are women. Oh my God. The attack on men. Men have no sacred place anymore. Women going to the bathroom in a men's bathroom.
I can testify. I've been one of those women to jump into the men's room at Lambeau Field because there's just not enough stalls for the ladies.
I'm always like, oh my God, those poor women, they're never going to get to go to the bathroom. You know, it's like, come over here, man. We've got lots of openings, free space, busted pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators, talking education. 855-752-4842 is the number. Title IX, yes, it's been expanded. Although listening to the Betsy DeVos type, you would think that this is the biggest assault in the collapsing of women's rights all over the place. Johnny, though, one of the other places, though, that this expands into is the idea of pregnant people. And when we get back, though, let's kind of break in and say, like, what are the protections now for pregnancy? Because I bet people didn't even realize that these weren't rights that were expanded and that they just took for granted. So busted pencils, fully leaded, expanding Title IX. Give us a call when we get back. You gotta love it. It's spring, flowers. It's almost May. Hey, guess what? When you find that flower, bend down, pick it up, be gentle with it, though. It's busted pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators, talking education, Title IX expanded for more inclusion. People on the right, though, are framing this as the biggest attack on women's rights ever. Anya took a little bit of issue with that. Hey, if you have something, though, 855-752-4842. Is this expansion too much, though? Are there some people out there going, Tim and Johnny, come on now. You're obviously taking your liberties and making it sound as if we're just these ogre people and we're a little bit concerned about some things. Hey, if you have a concern, give us a call. Help me and Johnny, maybe. Because we want to be inclusive, too. And so the potential that you might be able to talk to us a little bit, would love to do that. But, Johnny, you know, it's definitely the Title IX expansion. Though, and the inclusion, though, too, is that, gender identity, sexual orientation is included. And, of course, this has now been turned into, oh my God, I don't want men who identify as women now coming into the middle school locker room. And so it's really been turned into the bathroom bill, and nothing about this is about bathrooms. The other side of this from the detractors, though, too, is this whole idea of going, so in other words, now guys get to now identify as a woman and play women's softball or play, you know, and there's a big offense to, because, you know, those guys who can't cut it in guys' sports are now going to find themselves moving to women's sports, calling themselves identifying as a woman just so they can get some. I'm like, okay, if you think it's that, you know, if people are literally going, you know what, I think today I'm going to identify as so I can go play me some girls because I'm going to whoop me up on some girls today. I'm just going to call myself gender. You know, I'm misidentified. I don't know what I feel like today, but right now I feel like taking out my frustrations on some girls. Let me play the girl sport. Joe Biden gave me the right to be included.
Well, Joe didn't. I would love to give Joe credit for Title IX, but exactly, you know, like he hasn't necessarily been against it. But like Anya said, also this, we haven't really seen equality. So it's not like we're doing that. I've just for our listeners, and then we got a caller. We got L.A. Tom on the line. We'll get to him. But when, you know, when we're talking about this expansion of Title IX, specifically referring to that, you know, the new rule defines sex-based harassment as including harassment based on any sex stereotypes, mm-hmm. sex characteristics, pregnancy and related conditions, and gender identity and sexual orientation. What it does is it cements federal protection for the LGBTQI plus students and employees that have swung between administrations for almost over a decade, actually much longer than a decade, but it's been more recently in this decade that we've had a conversation to specifically navigate this. And it solidifies Title IX for all of these things. In a sense, this is a big victory in terms that, you know, it is not just male, female. There are a number of ways that this moves beyond gender assignment, right? And moves into you're human, you're in our community, we care about you, and let's let our structures reflect that. And mm-hmm. so it's a good thing. Let's get LA from Tom from LA here on the horn, and then we'll get back into it, Tim.
Yeah, LA Tom, what's happening, our friend?
Hey guys, first off, we the people ultimately are the government, and there is more of us than there is of the right wing. So I hope that we just keep on remembering that 70% of the people are pretty just middle of the road, good people that just want to get through the day. And 30% are just, I'm sorry, they're wackadoodles. get a life. Seriously, get a life. What is wrong with you people? You're so concerned about everybody. Why don't you look at your own life? My God, first off, if a person's truly LGBTQ or trans, they don't want to go into the bathroom. They're a little bit scared, actually, of going into the bathroom yeah. or going into the locker room. Those are the people that are afraid to. They're not the predators. The predators are the white, they're the white straight male or the straight male. That's usually more of a predator.
We do know that demographically, absolutely, Tom. That's fact.
It's just like, seriously, people. I don't know. You know what? I've been walking into businesses and all this stuff lately, and they have the bathroom neutral, you know, neutral bathrooms, and it's like, you know what? It's great because the business doesn't have to spend an extra money for more.
Yeah.
Two bathrooms. It's just like people are liking this whole thing because economically it makes more sense too.
Yeah. It's common sense, man. Tom, always appreciate you calling, my guy. Love what you bring to the show. Always appreciate you listening. And like Tom said, it's like, come on, folks, let's get down to it. Tim, I want to come back around to this, though, because there's noise around this. Like, we are breaking it down to the simplest form.
I know.
And then, you know, and I think that's important because that's the basis of this. And like all good political slants, on both sides, and in this side, you know, we've named it. It's like it's the uber conservative slanting this as like next thing you know, guys are going to be playing, you know, women's basketball and vice versa, and you're going to just pick where you want.
Hold like, on that one though. Wait. On that one, I ain't playing no women's basketball for the pay they get, man. Did you see that nonsense?
Tim, this is what I want to say. The noise is important because democracy is messy, and we are in a moment of growth. That we are needing to do better with the information we have. And one of the areas that this certainly is going to figure itself out in is in sports. Mm. And because there are some really important arguments to be made that you can't be so rigid about who plays what. And within that, we have to be really equal about these things. And that's part of how Title IX works. So we have a lot of work to do. Not like Anya reminded us at the beginning of the show, like, yeah, women have less places to go. I'm sure LGBTQ listeners are like, yeah, man, this is like, yeah, great. Title IX's expanded, but it doesn't necessarily mean I feel extra safe today when I woke up. So we have a lot of work to do. One of the areas this directly goes to is around sports. And I want to say this as a member of the sport community, as a coach at multiple levels, right? That it is important that we as an athletics community, which is part of public education, we really bear down and figure out how to handle the sports world, because it isn't as simple as saying now they're for everybody, right? Or, you know, like, oh, now we need a women's team for everything. Well, hold on. Let's just make sure that there is opportunity and access, that nobody is discriminated against based on their gender. And when we only had men's basketball, right, that was discriminatory to women who played basketball. Yeah. Now we're figuring out, well, you can play basketball, but good luck playing fun, competitive basketball, you know? And so now we have to take the step to say, hey, how can we make it as equal? Right. And not a huge props to Team USA women's soccer, who pushed that, you know, and still there's so much to go. We can look at, right, the contract differences between two phenomenal rookies into two different professional basketball leagues. Right. We can see that comparison, you know, so we have a ways to go. My bringing attention to this is to say they're related. OK. And they both fall under Title IX, but we have quick fixes with bathrooms, and let's get into the nitty-gritty of how we solve the larger institutional things like athletics, because immediately the political slant is, now, you know, now my son's gonna try and do women's wrestling, or women are gonna, and we've actually seen really amazing diverse genders in the sport of wrestling,
absolutely
across the board. And so it's just a matter of, like, let's get with the times. And let's figure out what's appropriate and equitable and go with it.
I got a story on that one. I got to tell you, you know, growing up in the, you know, late 70s through the 80s, I was a wrestler. Elizabeth Forward, one of our rival schools, had a female wrestler. She was good. And when she pinned my buddy, but it's just like, at that time though, it's like, yeah, guess what, I think about that, how now the amount of pain and suffering that people are bringing to this conversation, and going like, you know what, somehow back in the late 70s, early 80s, we blue collar people in the Pittsburgh area decided that it was okay for this family who had a daughter who wanted to be a wrestler, and we figured out how to do it, and it worked. And you know what? Nobody except for the people she beat were the ones who really got to feel like, what, you know, but it's was good.
Well, yeah, Tim. And I know that's where, what you're saying here, and I know that's where your heart is, but I'll pick apart, like, generationally, Tim, for you and me, we're like, that's a female wrestler. That's just a wrestler.
I know.
So here, and the reason why it's like, oh my gosh, it's such a big deal, is because of the way we're socially constructed to think, like, you just got beat by a woman.
Yeah, you can't.
Oh, what?
You
got beat by a better wrestler. Yeah. You just went, whether it's track, whether it's basketball, whether it's hockey, you know, that person on the other side of the proverbial line, whatever the sport is, was better than you on that day in that moment.
That's
what we're moving towards, figuring it out. And it's hard to do. Change is not easy. But when it's the right thing, we have the human capacity, the know-how, and we certainly have the resources. So let's do better. And I see lots of places working towards that. So it's exciting. And come on, does it have to be so slow? Oh, I'm with the young people on this. They're like, come on, get on the bus. Like, the train has left the station. We don't want a world where it's continued, where we continually feel like we don't belong, no matter how we identify.
One of the other parts of this too, the DeVos era regulations that really came in, and you can, you know, listen to more. Well, actually, I don't want to encourage anybody to go to Newsmax and listen to more of Betsy DeVos going on, but, you know, she was also very offended by these new Title IX that are coming out, because they potentially, although nothing in there says this is true, this is just her again trying to, you know, dog whistle and get people going. But you know, she was very successful at getting accused, people accused of sexual harassment, that they would be assumed innocent from the very beginning and not presumed guilty. And that right now, under these new Title IX, are we going to go back to the days where if you got accused of sexual harassment that you were already guilty? Well, no, actually, in these new rules, it is very, very transparent that says, you know what? Presumption of innocence is just the way we do it. Okay.
And it resources to investigations. Like we have to have all the facts. We don't just sweep it under the rug. It gets looked into and it gets fixed. I just want to clarify, because we're going to be heading into a break pretty soon, Tim, too, is like, this is a huge step forward, but there's still opposition. Things are not necessarily better, and it's not all the way through Congress. So it's just one step closer. And so this is huge. This is important because it also includes, you know, rights to people who are pregnant, right? We know that anybody out there who has been pregnant or around anyone who's pregnant or, you know, has known, it's really difficult to find adequate space to do the things you need to do that are unique to being pregnant or parenting. So that's included in this. There's a whole lot of inclusion here on this. I hope it moves through Congress, but it still needs that kind of support. And it's also why we're talking about it today, Tim. It's not just the right thing, because you and I think it is and Anya agrees. It's because it's still not something that is just guaranteed, and it's not all the way through Congress. We anticipate it'll go through, but it's going to be met with most fantastic resistance.
Incredible resistance. In fact, there are already lawsuits lining up in anticipation of this passing. I mean, people are truly, and you talk about this too, Johnny, it reminds me, it's like, who is this? These are the people that are attacking democracy. Come on. You're not trying to protect the sanctity of women or of men of sexes. This is an attack on democracy because you want the ability to exclude and hurt people. Sorry, in a democracy, we're protecting everybody. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education, Title IX, the expansion. One more round to go. Johnny and Tim, Anya, back after the break.
All because of you. 5 seconds.
Yes. Oh. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Yeah, little seven dust there. School's out. School's not out yet. In fact, school is in. Johnny, though, let's remind people, man, 1 week from today, April 30th, Minocqua Brewing Company Tap Room in Madison. Busted Pencils, Tim, Johnny, Anya, live in person, live show.
Lots of special guests. And you know what, Tim? It's awesome about this is Busted Pencils is sponsored by Minocqua Brewing Company, who sued the state of Wisconsin to end its parasitic voucher system that hurts public schools. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer.
Nice.
And you know what, Tim? Come on out and join us next Tuesday and have a progressive beer. You know, yeah. Or just hang out and listen or, you know, we'll kick it and we'll chop it up together. It's going to be fun to be on the ground, live event, broadcasting live from the Minocqua Brewery Tap House in Madison, Wisconsin. If you need more details, check social medias, follow Civic Media. If you can't be there, download the Civic Media app wherever you're at and listen to the live show. And maybe you'll make one of the future live events. But we want to meet you. Come on out. Let's have it. Let's go. Let's have a good time. Let's chop it up. Lots to talk about.
Bring your own pencils and let's bust them together, man. And we'll be handing out pencils for those people who want to bust them. You know, it is. Title IX, though, Johnny, you know, coming at this, we started the show with, well, you know, the rights absolute losing their, well, I can't say that word, but losing their poop over the expansion of Title IX. The expansion enshrines protections for LGBTQI plus students and pregnancy. You know, it's sad that really that this is now turned into the bathroom law, you know, and it's going to continue to be framed. And so if you're out there and you're listening, it's like, this is where your neighbor, my neighbor, we need to have these conversations about the expansion of inclusion of, Johnny, you said this, of recognizing that our neighbors are people, persons. This is an expansion of saying there is a neighbor, there is a child, there is a family in your neighborhood who, because of this, might feel potentially a little bit less outside of the margin than they typically are in this moment. Get behind that, because Johnny, you were talking about this, going like, are people really this rabid right wing? No. As we say in LA, Tom, you talk about this. Guess what? My neighbor, he's just busy. He's just busy, man. But he cares a lot about people. And as you were saying, red, blue, no. Purple. And typically when talked about the fact that this dude, check it out, man, when you're doing your thing, reading your text, your cell phone, when you're in there on the pooper, going pooper, ain't nobody going to walk in on you except, you know, the old stuff. Chill out. And he's like, you mean I could still sit down and read my Twitter and ain't no woman going to come in and bother me? Not unless it's your wife. But, oh, you know, goodness. But that's the way it always happens at home, though. I mean, I'm just, yeah, I'm sorry, Michelle, if you heard that, but I can't poop in peace.
Oh, God, Tim. you know, I get where you're going to, because, I mean, it is that preposterous. It's like, come on, folks. Like, we are all humans. If we can't get over this, and I'll just get into it. Like, we have big fish to fry. And it's important that, as we're talking about this in terms of education, that schools are a place we learn to handle difference better.
Mm.
I mean, come on. How are we grown and can't figure out that, like, that other human being needs some space to do what all human beings do? And we should do it in a safe way. And that means it hasn't been safe for too many people. So what changes do we need to make it so that you can participate? And that's the thing. You either fall on one side or the other. And I rarely do these binaries, Tim, but on this one, I'm gonna simplify. You either care about people in your community or you want to hurt people in your community. And that's the only way that falls. You are either in favor of Title IX and in favor of people being able to have a safe place to go to the bathroom no matter who they are. Right. Or you're saying, I don't think you should be able to use the bathroom when you're out in public. And to me, that's saying, like, you are someone who wants to harm people in your community. And I was telling you, Tim, I don't believe that most people want to be that person. So I'm just making it that simple. You got to pick a side. You either support people feeling safe and being accepted in our community, or you want to hurt people in our community. And that's kind of that's a hard line to take. But on this one, Tim, I got to take it, because I'm just shocked. You mean if you're a listener out there and you can't accept that a fellow human being has to do human stuff, right? Then we've got bigger fish to fry, and we need to learn earlier and in our schools how to better handle everybody. Like, everybody eats. Well, guess where that food goes?
You're making me think, though, man. The opposition to this, it's an opposition to, as you were saying, it's like when this is rolled out and in effect, we are, mandatorily going to then be educating more students about including more people and bringing more people, because it will be in a democracy, in a public school setting, the inclusion of more. So there'll be an absolute mandate that we educate more people about more inclusion, and more people and more inclusion means more democracy. And if you're against this, then, and this is where I'm taking this, and see if you work with me on this, this is, again, why people are against democracy, because the inclusion of others, truly expanding the rights, the privileges, all of those in a democracy. And again, if you got to break it down to by what bathroom you use, well, hey, guess what? That's more people then that you're bringing into the conversations about critical participatory citizenship, and everybody sitting in a public school is included, and we're going to make sure that those rules are practiced, and we're going to practice those rules of inclusion. I just see this, again, as a lot of the people that are upset about bathrooms, they're upset about this being an inclusive democracy, man.
Yeah, and you know what's perfect is join us tomorrow because educators amplified. And one of the things, Tim, that this points to is something they're always talking about. Some of the things that we do in school have to change. Mm-hmm. And we have to do things differently. And so change is not a bad thing. And in this context, it might be a difficult thing in terms of it might be a challenge, but let's change things for teachers. Let's change things for students. Let's make our communities better. Hey, if you're around next week, Tuesday, you got to join us at the Minocqua Brewery Tap House in Madison. Thanks for listening tonight.
Busted Pencils, man. Check it out.